Hey guys, before we get stuck into today's episode, I want to thank the sponsor of the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast, and that is Unify Health Supplements. Unify have the most premium, high-quality, science-backed products on the market in Australia today, and you guys can use the code TFLP to save 10% off your next order at unifyactive.com. Unify has a range of products including whey protein isolate, plant-based protein, a pre-workout, creatine monohydrate, and their best-selling product, the hydration formula. So again, use that code TFLP to save 10% at unifyactive.com.
Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. And I'm here with a very short but powerful solo episode today. As I have said on the show before, I often record these solo episodes after conversations with friends, clients, family, whatever it may be. And it's typically when I have a conversation and something comes up and I know it would just add so much value for so many people. And this episode I'm about to share now is actually a conversation I've had with a few clients today. And I know how powerful it can be purely by the reaction of these clients when I spoke to them about it. And I want you guys to be able to use it as well. You know that I've been on this little journey over the last, you know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years around personal development and self-improvement. And a lot of that is due to mindset shifts and different perspectives and my perception of certain things and just an understanding and an increased awareness and level of consciousness. And I truly believe it can benefit absolutely everyone. I know certain people that, you know, hear these types of words or even hear things around whether it be mindset or motivation, personal development, all the rest of it, I think it's a little cringe or woo-woo or whatever. But in the end of the day, these shifts will drastically change your life. And I truly believe that our reality and what we experience is largely due to what we've been exposed to, our level of thinking, and the limitations that we put on ourselves. Because realistically, the only ceiling that we have is the one that we put on ourselves. And I truly believe that. And I've seen evidence of it. And I continue to see evidence of it. And today's topic or today's little story or share is going to significantly benefit those who put this to practice. And last year, I think it was, I was very fortunate to chat with Peter Crone on the podcast. And Peter's someone that I've, you know, learned from a lot through his content. And if you haven't heard that episode, I would highly recommend it because it's been our most downloaded episode of the show, which is pretty crazy considering there's, I think this would be 513, number 513. But Peter talks about psychological time. And as I said, I was having a conversation with a client today, a professional athlete, around their performance and how they can continue to expand and grow in their career. And the thing I brought up was largely around the fact that our past and the things that have happened in our life prior to today have absolutely fuck all to do with what happens next. And let me explain what I mean, because unfortunately for most people, our future and what we decide to do next and what we're capable of from this point onwards is largely due to what we've been able to do or our past conditioning or our past experiences. And that's only because we let it. But when you think about it, the past, as Peter said in our episode, happens in the now because we're thinking of the past right now. And so psychologically, when we think of psychological time, we're thinking of the past that's happening in the now. Our future, when we think of that, is happening in the now. And so I'm a big believer in the fact that our future is largely, or it's 100% dictated and determined by what we do, think, and say right now. And so when we want to make changes, and the really exciting thing is these changes can be drastic. They can be significantly different, better, larger, more special, more inspiring than what has happened in our past. If we purely focus on what we want and what's required for that to happen and what type of person we need to be in order for that to happen. And so if you think of it, let's say from a financial example, right? And this is a big example that we'll touch on as well is the fitness and the body composition side. If I think about within my business, okay, in the last, let's say I've been an online coach for the last 10 years, and if I think about the progression I've made and financially how much income I've been able to bring in from online coaching in the last 10 years or even in the last 6 months, and I think to myself, okay, what's the target that I want to do in the next 6 months or the next 10 years? What most people do is then go back and think, okay, what have I been able to do previously? What did I have to do to make that happen? What were the mistakes or the speed bumps along the way? How hard was it to do it? How long did it take me? And then we base our future predictions or our future goals off that past conditioning or the past experiences. But when you think about it, everything that has happened up until this point means absolutely nothing unless we put our focus on it. And so what I mean is that right now, if I'm genuinely present, genuinely in the moment, genuinely in the now, and I decide, okay, this is what I want to do in the next 6 months, and that could be, and it should be, illogical in comparison to what's happened previously. So with that business example, if I look at the last 6 months, and let's just give a random example, right? Let's say in the last 6 months, the revenue or the income has been $100,000 in 6 months. And so for me to set the target for the next 6 months, logically, and what most people do, again, using past conditioning, will go, okay, well, maybe I could do at least 100 again, or I could do 110, 150, something a little further than 100. And this is what's going to be required because that's what I had to do last time. And so our past experiences, past conditioning, things that went well, things didn't go well, end up replaying again in the future because that's where our focus is. What we focus on is what we get more of. And so there is absolutely no fucking reason that I can't sit here and go, okay, in the next 6 months, I'm going to do $1 million. Now, this is, again, this is a financial target. It's just a random number I'm giving you guys. But who's to say that I can't do $1 million in 6 months? Just because I only, again, example, just because I only did 100,000 in the last 6 months doesn't mean that I can't do $1 million in the next 6 months. Because if I focus on what I'm doing right now, if I'm focusing on what language, what environment, what strategy I'm using right now, all I need to do is go, okay, well, how can I make that $1 million work in the next 6 months? And to do that, I need to let go of everything that has happened up until this point because that has fucking nothing to do with what happens next. And so fitness is the same. People try all these challenges, try all these diets, workouts, all the rest of it, and they get to this current time and they go, okay, I want to lose 5 kilos of body fat. And then we start thinking about, what have I done previously? What worked? What didn't work? Oh, can I do this? All the excuses, all the reasons, all the fuck-ups along the way come back to resurface, and then we use those as evidence or lack of evidence as to how we can go about the future endeavors. Whereas for someone who has tried all the shit under the fucking sun, right? In the past, they've tried all the different diets, all the different workouts, all these different approaches that haven't really worked for them. If they focused on this current moment, the now, right, which dictates and determines the future, and I give them a strategy that is 100% going to work, they follow the strategy, they instill the habits, they change their environment, they change their thoughts, they focus on what's within their control right now, they can see results in the next 3 months that they have not been able to see in the last 15 years. And that should genuinely excite you. And so the takeaway is, like, if I focus on what's at my disposal right now, what is the target that I want to set? It doesn't have to make sense, doesn't have to be logical, but I need to remove all the past conditioning. I can't think about anything that's happened previously or prior to this point, because if I use that as evidence, then the same shit's going to replay again. Now, I'll leave you with the example that I used with my client today. There's a guy named Jeremy Lin who played, I don't know if he still is in the NBA, but he played in the NBA, right? And there was a period of time where he's playing in the NBA, and up until that point, he'd been a bench player. I think he was basically on the minimum salary, or he was maybe even on a 10-day contract or something like that. And so, yes, you've got guys in the NBA making millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars per season. And you've got this guy who was great in high school, great in college, but since he's been in the NBA, has barely had a chance. I think he'd been traded a few times, barely played minutes, was sleeping on a teammate's couch, I believe. And he gets an opportunity because one of his teammates gets injured, or multiple teammates gets injured. Now, in the coming months, I can't remember how many months or, you know, how many games it ended up being, Jeremy Lin was the most talked about NBA player in the world and probably the best performing player in the fucking world in those coming months. He got his opportunity. He took it. He did extremely well, made a name for himself, and had an incredible period in his career, which, like I said, they've literally even made, I don't know if they made a documentary, but they've made so many videos about how and what the fuck actually happened, because it was mental. He was making game winners. He was shooting shots over Kobe. He was having game-high scoring nights, and it was completely out of the blue. Now, what I want to leave you with, and the question I want to ask you, is that do you think that if Jeremy Lin walked out onto the court that first game where he gets to play these minutes, and he thinks to himself, okay, what's the evidence that I have to suggest that I'm going to play well tonight or in the games coming forward? And he thinks about, okay, well, I'm a bench player. I've been traded. I'm not really making any money in comparison to these guys. I haven't really had much of an opportunity. There's no stats to suggest that I'm good enough to even be here. If he uses that evidence, that little fairy tale story doesn't fucking happen. There's no way it happens, because he's using past experiences to predict what's going to happen next. And he's using that evidence and those conditions and the past, you know, failures, I guess, not even failures, but the past evidence, he's using that as a way of looking at what can happen next. The only reason he had that fairy tale period in his career is because he walked out on court, knew that he'd done the work. He looked at what he had in his disposal right then and there. He was on the court, same as everyone else. He had put in all the work. Okay, he knew the plays. He had the confidence, and he just did what he needed to do in order to achieve the outcome he wanted. And he fucking did it. It was incredible. And so it's such an exciting thing to think about, knowing that whatever has happened in your life up until this point means nothing in regards to what happens next, unless you let it mean something. And unfortunately, that's what most people do. But hopefully, after hearing this, you completely change that. I want this episode to be the catalyst for you to realize that I get to choose what happens next. And it can be wild. It can be something that I could never have even dreamed of if I allow myself to believe that. If I look at the person I need to be, the actions I need to take, the environment I need to put myself in, the strategies I need to use, the thoughts I need to have, the language I need to use, live in the now, because the now is what creates your future. And if you want to change your future, you cannot keep going back to the fucking past. And this happens in, as I said, body composition, careers, relationships, finances, everything. The past has nothing to do with what happens next unless you let it. And so hopefully this episode allows you to realize that if you focus on the now and what needs to be done in order for you to create and attract and achieve wild success or changes, then everything changes for you. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you guys, and I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback on this one. Enjoy the rest of your day or night whenever you're listening to this. And I really do appreciate your support. I'm looking forward to chatting to you guys again very soon.